from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, you may not realize it, what with all the joy and everything, but Doug Emhoff, the husband of Kamala Harris Lee, is in fact a sex symbol.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Washington Post published an opinion column gushing over the second gentleman, Doug Emhoff, calling him a modern day sex symbol. In recent days, Emhoff has been lauded by left-wing media as a new and improved modern man who doesn't appeal to high testosterone men. Washington Post opinion columnist Catherine Rampell echoed the same in her piece. Doug Emhoff, modern day sex symbol. She explains he's dreamy, even topping actor Ryan Gosling.
Okay, Tara, now I am just appalled at the objectification of a man in this position. This is just, this is disturbing.
I don't think anybody cares.
Yes, exactly.
Right, because you're a white dude, so your opinion doesn't matter.
Well, that's true, yeah.
Yes, anyway. Rampell explains in the Washington Post, when you have to explain that somebody's a sex symbol.
Right, it's.
They're not.
It's, no, no.
No, and I'm here to tell you, Doug Emhoff is no way, no how, as hot as Ryan Gosling.
I will accept your word on that.
Because I know.
Yes,
I'm an expert on these things. Ryan Gosling, yes. In fact, Emhoff is not sexy at all. Look, I will admit, okay? Let me pick somebody. Gosh, there's no one attractive on the left. Let's think. Hold on. It'll take me a minute. I know.
George Clooney.
Yeah.
How about George Clooney?
Yeah, in his heyday, he was a good-looking guy.
Back in the day.
Yeah, he was. He had some sex appeal. Right. He's a little old now. Gavin Newsom, he's got some sex appeal. I'll give him that. I would crawl over glass not to vote for him. But, you know, he's kind of a sexy guy. If you're into someone who cheats on you with your girlfriends and all. But anyway. He actually has some sex appeal. I will admit that. Emhoff, no. And look, this shows you some more. You can read them like a book. You can see what their internal polling says. Their internal polling says Americans think they're kind of weird, so they call the other side weird.
Yeah. Well, it's just like they could not pass off Tim Walz as a war hero, so they've got to find somebody else to objectify.
Tim Walz is anti-masculine. So is Emhoff. It's that same beta male look. It's the way they walk. It's the way they move. It's the way they overcompensate. Like Tim Walz accepting the nomination, wearing a hunting cap that turned out to have a sniper insignia on it from yet another military group he did not have the honor of belonging to. Snipers got mad online. Anyway, there were the special forces. He's wearing like the hunting garb as if he goes hunting. Whatever. The guy who wants to, by the way, this hunter who wants to take everybody's guns. Yeah, sure. Right. But you know what this is? This is a demographic they have identified. They think they can win some low T male vote. They do.
Well, here's an example for you, Tara. I can show you a picture of me in a racing fire suit and a helmet next to a race car that I actually drove on the speedway at triple digit speeds, but that does not make me a race car driver.
No, but you, okay, Lee, it's that you either got it or you don't. You are a masculine man. You are. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, nobody is going to call you.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I would hope not. Yeah.
No, they won't. You're a man's man. You have that going on, right? You either have it or you don't. And we've learned, remember, scientifically, and you could Google this, lower testosterone is associated with voting left. And they've even done studies where they give men more testosterone, they become more conservative. Whether this works for women or not, I don't know, but it does for men. And remember Dana Bash explaining this? This is the low T campaign, appealing to low testosterone men. In other words, men who are just not masculine.
Well, they need to be listening to some of our advertisers here.
Yeah. Well, and when I say low T, I don't mean like maybe necessarily somebody's been diagnosed with something. I don't want anybody to feel bad about it. I mean, your testosterone goes down with age, okay? Low T is more of a mindset. It's more of a way of being. You know, you move more like a woman than a man. You're not gay. You're not gay. But it's not immediately clear that you're straight either.
So you're talking more about a lifestyle choice as opposed to like a hormone deficiency.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Although it can manifest scientifically as having lower level testosterone. One of the most fascinating articles I ever read. It sticks with me. I mention it all the time. There were the male reporters at BuzzFeed, right? And they've got these like little chicken legs and little chicken arms. And they're giving an interview about how they had all been tested, their testosterone level. These are men in their like early to mid 20s, right? And they had the testosterone level of a 12-year-old boy. And I'm like, yeah, I know you look like a 12-year-old boy. I mean, you got the beard, but that's about it. I'm telling you, there's a connection. And they were saying there might be a connection. Like, you know, maybe it's because we have low testosterone for our age, you know, like for our station, you know, and whatever. It was, again, their testosterone level was normal for a 12-year-old boy. And look, the left has tapped into that and they're going full low T, you know? Look, we all know a beta male when we see one, you know? Texter writes, they used to call that meterosexual 20 years ago. Thank you. You know it when you see it. Texter writes, just call it the sissy boat. Texter writes, or Elmer Fudd. Well, no, Elmer Fudd was not low T, right? No. He was a little awkward, but no, he was masculine. Texter writes, Republicans need to find the low T men and load them up with testosterone shots and a bunch of steak. Texter writes, Tim Walz with a hunting cap is Mr. Magoo. Yes, he is. Tim Walz like skipping around. A man's man doesn't do that. You know what I mean? It's hard to explain. I just think it's interesting. Democrats have actually identified this as a demographic and they're trying to sell the beta male.
No.
Texter, yes, there we go. Alan Union, thank you very much. Tara, Pee Wee Herman had the same appeal. Yes, that's exactly what I'm... Didn't he end up being a pedophile? I can't remember.
There was, well...
I think he was. I think there was some swirl.
No, there was not pedophilia, but there was certain movies that he would attend and an activity he would participate in by himself.
Okay.
At those movies.
Is that what that was?
I think that was what the accusation was
like
at one
that.
Point. My apologies, Pee-wee, if that's not what it was. I'm just trying to remember. It was not something I wanted to remember, but, you know.
Well, let's leave it at something about him was never right. Anyway, great entertainer, though, I'm sure. Okay, meanwhile, very interesting what is going on right now. They had that hearing yesterday about the Trump assassination attempt.
Yes.
Okay. Here's what's so interesting. And I know you've had this in the news. The guy, the sniper who testified and who said, you know, accused the FBI of evidence tampering. That guy. What's interesting about him, he is a SWAT sniper. He's a local guy. He's not with the Secret Service, right? The interesting thing about him being on camera, we're finally finding his name, learning what his name is, all of that kind of stuff. They lied about him. That's part of the reason I bet he's mad. Why? The head of the Secret Service, when she resigned, the acting director, and then the FBI director all gave the same timeline. Thomas Crooks shoots, and then who stops him? The Secret Service sniper. No. Nope. Nope. Secret Service sniper was not the first one to fire. The SWAT sniper was. And he did it very heroically, Lee, because he stepped into the line of fire of Thomas Crooks. He could have been killed. And he fired at him, and it hit his gun. We only know this because he went to members of Congress as a whistleblower. Now he's come out fully. So he wasn't. He was the first one to stop Thomas Crooks. It disabled his gun, and then the actual Secret Service sniper killed him. Why didn't they want us to know that? Why didn't they want us to know? Why did they leave that out of the timeline and tell us he was stopped by that Secret Service sniper? What's up with that?
Yeah, this is the very kind of thing that goes on in this country that causes us to disbelieve what our government tells
yep.
us. There should have been an immediate investigation, and very quickly, when something was determined to be a fact, should have been released in the media in a public setting. And this is why conspiracy theories around this will continue to percolate, and probably for years, because it just seems to be a delay. There seems to be a distraction from what's going on about this whole situation. And there will continue to be various narratives that come out of this because of the way that this is being handled. I don't know what to believe. I really do not know what to believe.
You can't know what to believe at this point. And we're going to get into more of that, because members of Congress, Lee, are now saying the same thing. I'm going to cover this in the next segment. If you get into what they won't tell Congress, which is pretty much everything about this, I mean, you just had Senator Ron Johnson, I'm going to play some of this coming up, saying we would not even know what happened if it weren't for local officials, local police, local SWAT, local snipers, and, you know, coming forward as whistleblowers to tell us. Because the FBI and the Secret Service won't tell us anything. But we're getting an idea what they're hiding, and it's going to blow your mind. Coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A shocking new whistleblower report reveals the Secret Service said they would deny any extra manpower requests ahead of the rally where Trump was almost killed. Senator Josh Hawley says the whistleblower told him the agents in charge of the trip were encouraged not to request any additional security because, quote, Trump is a former president and not the incumbent president or vice president, so he wouldn't get it. After hearing that, it should come as no surprise to you that there are accusations the Secret Service and the FBI are stonewalling congressional probes. The House Bipartisan Task Force investigating the shooting went to Butler today and already threatened subpoenas if the agencies don't cooperate.
Okay, this is worse than she's saying. Here's what happened. The agents regularly working, Secret Service agents regularly working these Trump rallies knew he didn't have enough security. And they had been asking for it. So they got preempted with the Butler rally by the leadership of the Secret Service saying, don't even ask for it. Normally you would put it on a manpower request. That's the formal name of it, the manpower request. They're saying, don't even put it on the manpower request. Then the director and acting director of the Secret Service, number one and number two, go to Congress and essentially lie to them. No, we weren't. There was no request for additional security. Yeah, because you told them not to. That's why. They kind of did mention that. And from there, it just gets skeezier. Here's Senator Ron Johnson talking about the totality of the cover-up here. And if you want to, join the show in progress, give me a call, 800-905-0989. Generally, like if you're calling about something I'm talking about. Although if it's a good enough idea, you could get me to switch topics, depending. Okay, Senator Ron Johnson says they won't show us anything. Now, before I play this, these guys have classified clearances, okay? They can see this stuff. And the FBI won't share it. They still can't get their hands on the Secret Service sniper. These members of Congress can't interview him. Take a listen.
I mean, when they redact information, Congress is not subject to redaction.
Okay, and there's this part. What little they've been given is heavily redacted. Again, they have security clearances. Redaction is for people like me and you who don't have security clearances. Not for members of Congress. And he's saying the FBI is hiding stuff.
I mean, when they redact information, Congress is not subject to redactions. They can be redacted for FOIA requests. But Congress, we shouldn't have anything redacted. If something sensitive, we can go in a skiff and review it.
All right.
So if they do redact something, there has to be some explanation for doing something. There has to be a log. They don't provide us those logs.
Senator, the FBI told The Angle, quote, any suggestion the FBI is interfering with congressional efforts is inaccurate and unfounded. We remain committed to maximum transparency as we continue to share information with Congress. Senator?
Well, then give us the 302s. I'm not saying they're interfering. I'm saying they're just not cooperating. They're not being transparent, not with us, not with the American public. Again, what we know about what happened on July 13th comes primarily from local law enforcement and rally goers and the body cams and their videos. Again, there are so many questions that remain unanswered that shouldn't be.
Yeah. How bad is this? The most sought after person, the person whose name we still do not know, which is incredible to me, is the Secret Service sniper who delivered the kill shot. The one they lied about, said was the first one to shoot Crooks. He wasn't. He was the second.
I wanted to immediately talk to the snipers. I also asked the deputy director of the FBI in that hearing, will you release the 302s of your interviews? The FBI has done, I think, something like 460 interviews. Their transcriptions of those things are called 302s.
Right.
Again, they're saying this is a single shooter, that there's no rationale for them to withhold that information from Congress. He said he's going to check on it and get those to us as soon as possible. We haven't received one 302 from the FBI, which would be very helpful to us. We have not talked, for example, to the sniper that took the shot. There are conspiracy theories out there that he had this person in the site, asked for permission to take him out, was denied. The Secret Service denies that. But I haven't been able to talk to that sniper. I haven't been able to get that information.
I bet that's what happened. I bet that's what happened. He dropped that on Fox for a reason. He's heard that from whistleblowers. He's got better sources than that. That's not an internet rumor. Nobody would know that. Only insiders would know that. I bet he was told not to take the shot. And his hand was forced when the local sniper, the SWAT sniper from Butler County, heroically stepped into the line of fire and meant to take out Crooks, took out the gun. And there wasn't going to be an assassination, so he shot him. Bet that's what happened. And that's why you don't know the sniper's name. That's why you don't know where he shot from. You know why? I'm going to tell you this. It's going to turn out he had a clear line of sight and saw him the whole time. In fact, I bet you he saw him for 20, 30, 40 minutes and wasn't allowed to take the shot. It's the only thing that explains it. And that's what Ron Johnson's trying to tell you. We are the oversight. We are the senators. They will not let us do this. Now, listen to this. This gets even credit. This whole thing. What is going on with the body of Thomas Crooks? Cremated before a complete autopsy was done. Those were the exact words of Todd Pyro this morning on Fox News. Before a complete autopsy was done. The shooter? Really?
It's baffling to me, for example, that they released the body for cremation.
Yes.
Before we've seen any autopsy reports, any toxicology reports. Again, you just can't explain these things.
Senator, what would the body tell you? I mean, would there be tattoos? Would there be what would you look for in a body? I mean, why cremate it so quickly?
Well, first of all, again, Acting Director Rowe didn't tell the public that it was actually a local law enforcement individual who took the first shot. Was Crooks hit twice? And we don't know. I mean, the toxicology reports. I mean, was he being administered certain types of drugs like SSRIs? Do they want to cover that up? I mean, there are reports that he had encrypted accounts in different countries around the world.
Yep. We still don't know what they say.
What was that about? That's not normal behavior. Yep. So again, I agree with you. The FBI immediately said, one guy.
And that's not all. Wait till you hear. The media has not picked up what I'm about to tell you next in the next segment. Wait till you hear what else the FBI is hiding. This thing stinks to high heaven, y'all. Something is up. And you know what? The more they hide this, the more they dig in, the more they hide the actual sniper who shot Crooks, the more I am convinced Trump is in mortal danger every time he goes in public. Okay. Now, here's where things get really, really weird with the Trump assassination. I don't know why nobody's picked this up. This is huge news. Broke over the weekend from Judicial Watch. I didn't give it proper coverage yesterday. So Judicial Watch, I call them the functioning Department of Justice. They're a nonprofit. They do what the Department of Justice should be doing if it weren't profoundly corrupt and in need of being shut down. Judicial Watch, after the Butler rally assassination attempt, filed a FOIA, Freedom of Information Act request, 25 of them, in fact, directed at the FBI and the Secret Service. Okay. Now, here's the weird part about this. One of the FOIAs was for all emails, communications, memos between the FBI and the Secret Service in the planning of the Butler rally. Why? Judicial Watch had gotten word from whistleblowers, or a whistleblower, I don't know which it was, that the FBI was intimately involved in the planning of the Butler rally. Now, that's weird because the planning mostly involved in securing and unsecuring the rally and making sure the people who could have secured the rally weren't working that day, making sure the perimeter was not secured. A lot of work went into that. Right? This is the first we've heard that the FBI was involved in the planning of the rally. That's a big deal. So they file a FOIA to find out. This is an old journalism trick. I've done this before. You can find out a lot just by making someone reject a FOIA. So they requested all communications between the Secret Service and the FBI in the planning of the Butler rally. What does that mean? If the FBI did not plan the Butler rally with the Secret Service, they simply would have written back and said, we don't have any communications. We didn't plan the Butler rally. They did it. Instead, they wrote back and said, you can't have those. What does that do? Confirm the FBI partnered with the Secret Service in the planning of the Butler rally. Wow. And think about everything that was going on. Normally, the PDR team, which would go and secure the area, they would design the perimeter. They would have caught Crooks, a whistleblower said, and had him in handcuffs when he was walking around, but they weren't deployed. There was nobody there. That's why he was walking around. Normally that team would be there. They were withheld. Why? Love to see communications on that, especially if the FBI was involved. So what happened? Judicial Watch, levels of Freedom of Information Act requested the FBI because they've heard they were involved in the planning of the Butler rally. They want it all. Emails, email chains, email attachments, text messages, video, audio recordings, photographs, drawings, Outlook calendars, meeting minutes. They want it all. Finished intelligence products regarding what? Preparation and coordination with the Secret Service for President Donald Trump's presidential campaign rally. In other words, beforehand. FBI writes back admitting they were involved in the coordination of it, you know, coordinating this. It says they can't have it. They can't have it. Why? Ongoing investigation. That doesn't make any sense. Shooter's dead. It's not going to be a trial. You can't just say, well, we're investigating something. You can't have the information unless that information would be evidence in a trial. Now, here's the weird part. It's not evidence in a trial. This is the planning by the FBI. It's not, hey, this is our surveillance of Thomas Crooks or something when he parked his car. Right? Like, even seeing there's going to be some kind of prosecution, I don't know, his dad or something. I don't know. His dad's lawyered up, by the way. Okay, let's suppose someone somewhere to be prosecuted for something. Doesn't matter. The FBI can still turn this over. It's just their internal communications getting ready for this rally. Like, who made the call when the police said, hey, we've got this great anti-sniper drone. We can deploy it. It's built to stop snipers. like to actually physically stop them. It's built to catch them and stop them. You want us to deploy? No, no, right, no, uh-uh. Well, okay, because it looks like your drone doesn't work there. No, it doesn't, but we don't want any drones. No surveillance. Said who? I don't know. I don't know. They won't turn it over. So we now know the FBI was involved in the planning of this rally. Are you kidding me? And they won't turn over a single one of their more than 400 interviews, not the 302s, to Congress members who have oversight responsibilities here and who have the classified clearances to read them. No. And what little they've gotten is redacted, which it should be for us if it was public. No, redactions for us, the public, not for members of Congress who have oversight over the FBI. That's like telling your boss, I'm not telling you what I did on the job today. Screw you. Okay? Folks, when we find out the truth here, it's going to blow our minds. And I got to tell you what, I hope Donald Trump understands the enormity of this. Because unless he's listening to the show, I don't think anybody's put it together this quite this way. Maybe he's listening to some Bongino. I hope he understands how much danger he's in. Folks, you know what this makes me think? This makes me think it's not going to be good enough for us to win this election. Say we win it outright in November. He's going to have to stay alive till the inauguration. Both he and Vance are. If I were that, I would not be together as a survival strategy. Because I don't think the deep state wants Vance either. Like, I'd never be together. If we had to be, if they had to be for the swearing in, I'd make sure it's a big different distance between them. I'm serious. We don't have to just get them over the line in November. It doesn't end there. We have to get him to Inauguration Day and past it alive. And then what does he do when he's president? You need a survival plan with these people. And knowing this level of duplicity and the way they've lied and the way they've coordinated their lies, he's not safe. Not by a long shot. I mean, at this point, I'd be like, hey, if you Secret Service guys want to participate, yeah, we've got a nice coffee set up for you 3 blocks away in a vacant lot. Why don't y'all go over there and watch traffic, okay? I got my own team. That's where I'd be. I don't even want them near me. It's bad. It's really bad. Texter writes, Tara, are the Republicans heads aiding and abetting the deep state again? I don't know. Oh, and then you have this. The SWAT counter sniper who they lied about. Can you imagine? You are the Butler County SWAT guy. You risked your life to step into the line of fire and shoot at Thomas Crooks because you saw him. You shoot at him. And you disable his gun. He's already gotten the one shot off, right? So Trump's docked, his ear's bleeding. You stand in the line of fire and you shoot at Crooks, risking your own life. You disable his gun. And then you watch all of this testimony for weeks. And you watch the FBI director and the director of the Secret Service and the acting director of the Secret Service lie about the timeline and leave you out of it. And tell the country, oh, no, no, it was the Secret Service sniper who stopped him. No, it wasn't. Oh, I'd be pissed. And he is. It was that guy that they all, folks, this is a lie. You leave him out of the timeline. All of you, the head of the FBI and the two heads of the Secret Service. Come on, that's a lie. And you risked your life? You're a hero. And they're lying about you. These high-ranking people, no wonder he's pissed. It's this guy yesterday. Listen to this.
A SWAT counter sniper who was working the Pennsylvania rally where former President Trump was nearly assassinated is siding with House Republicans and accusing the FBI of evidence tampering.
Do you find it odd that literally only days after the attempted assassination on President Donald J. Trump, while the roof was too sloped to place individuals for counter sniper operations, that it wasn't too sloped to a roof for the FBI to go ahead and tamper, in my opinion, with evidence by washing the roof off that may have had significant evidence on it?
Yes, I do, Congressman.
That is quite a question from Corey Mills and quite an answer from that gentleman. He also says it's absolutely suspicious the gunman's body was disposed of
before a complete autopsy was done. Members of the bipartisan task force investigating the attempted assassination visited the rally site yesterday. They say they still have not received all the documents they've requested from DHS, FBI, and Secret Service. Remember, this took place July 13th. Today is August 27th, I believe.
20 million posts later, Mark Zuckerberg says, oops. Turns out I know better than you guys after all. Oh, and I didn't know better than the world's foremost virologist either. Shucks, thought I did. Remember when we found out who's doing the censorship? I mean, besides the FBI, like the mass process of it. It was college interns censoring medical doctors. Unbelievable. Folks, I'll never forget that just when the worst of this hit. And let's look, Zuckerberg is acting like in this letter that he's written, well, you know, we made a mistake censoring for the Biden administration. Yeah, a lot of which censored was true. I'll never forget this. It was the beginning of COVID and employers felt they had to provide masks. And we had a box of masks downstairs. I don't know if you remember this. If you've been around for a while, you might. We had a box of masks downstairs. It was in our lobbies. If you came in, they'd hand you a mask. On the side of the box of masks, it said manufacturer's note. And it said that the mask would not stop the spread of.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valenti, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Okay, now here's where things get really, really weird with the Trump assassination. I don't know why nobody's picked this up. This is huge news. Broke over the weekend from Judicial Watch. I didn't give it proper coverage yesterday. So Judicial Watch, I call them the functioning Department of Justice. They're a nonprofit. They do what the Department of Justice should be doing if it weren't profoundly corrupt and in need of being shut down. Judicial Watch, after the Butler rally assassination attempt, filed a FOIA, Freedom of Information Act request, 25 of them, in fact, directed at the FBI and the Secret Service. Okay. Now, here's the weird part about this. One of the FOIAs was for all emails, communications, memos between the FBI and the Secret Service in the planning of the Butler rally. Why? Judicial Watch had gotten word from whistleblowers, or a whistleblower, I don't know which it was, that the FBI was intimately involved in the planning of the Butler rally. Now, that's weird because the planning mostly involved in securing and unsecuring the rally and making sure the people who could have secured the rally weren't working that day, making sure the perimeter was not secured. A lot of work went into that, right? This is the first we've heard that the FBI was involved in the planning of the rally. That's a big deal. So they file a FOIA to find out. This is an old journalism trick. I've done this before. You can find out a lot just by making someone reject a FOIA. So they requested all communications between the Secret Service and the FBI in the planning of the Butler rally. What does that mean? If the FBI did not plan the Butler rally with the Secret Service, they simply would have written back and said, we don't have any communications. We didn't plan the Butler rally. They did it. Instead, they wrote back and said, you can't have those. What does that do? Confirm the FBI partnered with the Secret Service in the planning of the Butler rally. Wow. And think about everything that was going on. Normally, the PDR team, which would go and secure the area. They would design the perimeter. They would have caught crooks, a whistleblower said, and had him in handcuffs when he was walking around, but they weren't deployed. There was nobody there. That's why he was walking around. Normally that team would be there. They were withheld. Why? Love to see communications on that, especially if the FBI was involved. So what happened? Judicial Watch, levels of Freedom of Information Act requested the FBI because they've heard they were involved in the planning of the Butler rally. They want it all. Emails, email chains, email attachments, text messages, video, audio recordings, photographs, drawings, Outlook calendars, meeting minutes. They want it all. Finished intelligence products. Regarding what? Preparation and coordination with the Secret Service for President Donald Trump's presidential campaign rally. In other words, beforehand. FBI writes back, admitting they were involved in the coordination of it, you know, coordinating this. It says they can't have it. They can't have it. Why? Ongoing investigation. That doesn't make any sense. Shooter's dead. It's not going to be a trial. You can't just say, well, we're investigating something. You can't have the information unless that information would be evidence in a trial. Now, here's the weird part. It's not evidence in a trial. This is the planning by the FBI. It's not, hey, this is our surveillance of Thomas Crooks or something when he parked his car. Right? Like, even seeing there's going to be some kind of prosecution, I don't know, his dad or something. I don't know. His dad's lawyered up, by the way. Okay, let's suppose someone somewhere to be prosecuted for something. Doesn't matter. The FBI can still turn this over. It's just their internal communications getting ready for this rally. Like, who made the call when the police said, hey, we've got this great anti-sniper drone. We can deploy it. It's built to stop snipers. Like, to actually physically stop them. It's built to catch them and stop them. You want us to deploy? No, no, right, no, uh-uh. Well, okay, because it looks like your drone doesn't work there. No, it doesn't, but we don't want any drones. No surveillance. Said who? I don't know. I don't know. They won't turn it over. So we now know the FBI was involved in the planning of this rally. Are you kidding me? And they won't turn over a single one of their more than 400 interviews, not the 302s, to Congress members who have oversight responsibilities here and who have the classified clearances to read them. No. And what little they've gotten is redacted, which it should be for us if it was public. No, redactions for us, the public, not for members of Congress who have oversight over the FBI. That's like telling your boss, I'm not telling you what I did on the job today. Screw you. Okay. Folks, when we find out the truth here, it's going to blow our minds. And I got to tell you what, I hope Donald Trump understands the enormity of this. Because unless he's listening to the show, I don't think anybody's put it together this quite this way. Maybe he's listening to some Bongino. I hope he understands how much danger he's in. Folks, you know what this makes me think? This makes me think it's not going to be good enough for us to win this election. Say we win it outright in November. He's going to have to stay alive till the inauguration. Both he and Vance are. If I were I would not be together. As a survival strategy. Because I don't think the deep state wants Vance either. Like, I'd never be together. If they had to be for the swearing in, I'd make sure it's a big different distance between them. I'm serious. We don't have to just get them over the line in November. It doesn't end there. We have to get him to Inauguration Day and past it alive. And then what does he do? When he's president, you need a survival plan with these people. And knowing this level of duplicity and the way they've lied and the way they've coordinated their lies, he's not safe. Not by a long shot. I mean, at this point, I'd be like, hey, if you Secret Service guys want to participate, yeah, we've got a nice coffee set up for you 3 blocks away. In a vacant lot. Why don't y'all go over there and watch traffic, okay? I got my own team. That's where I'd be. I don't even want them near me. It's bad. It's really bad. Texter writes, Tara, are the Republicans heads aiding and abetting the deep state again? I don't know. Oh, and then you have this. the SWAT counter sniper who they lied about. Can you imagine? You are the Butler County SWAT guy. You risked your life to step into the line of fire and shoot at Thomas Crooks because you saw him. You shoot at him and you disable his gun. He's already gotten the one shot off, right? So Trump's docked, his ears bleeding. You stand in the line of fire and you shoot at Crooks, risking your own life. You disable his gun. And then you watch all of this testimony for weeks. And you watch the FBI director and the director of the Secret Service and the acting director of the Secret Service lie about the timeline and leave you out of it and tell the country, oh, no, no, it was the Secret Service sniper who stopped him. No, it wasn't. Oh, I'd be pissed. And he is. It was that guy that they all, folks, this is a lie. You leave him out of the timeline. All of you, the head of the FBI, the head, and the two heads of the Secret Service. Come on, that's a lie. And you risked your life? You're a hero, and they're lying about you. These high-ranking people, no wonder he's pissed. It's this guy yesterday. Listen to this.
A SWAT counter sniper who was working the Pennsylvania rally where former President Trump was nearly assassinated is siding with House Republicans and accusing the FBI of evidence tampering.
Do you find it odd that literally only days after the attempted assassination on President Donald J. Trump, while the roof was too sloped to place individuals for counter-sniper operations, that it wasn't too sloped to a roof for the FBI to go ahead and tamper, in my opinion, with evidence by washing the roof off that may have had significant evidence on it?
Yes, I do, Congress.
That is quite a question from Corey Mills and quite an answer from that gentleman. He also says it's absolutely suspicious the gunman's body was disposed of before a complete autopsy was done. Members of the bipartisan task force investigating the attempted assassination visited the rally site yesterday. They say they still have not received all the documents they've requested from DHS, FBI, and Secret Service. Remember, this took place July 13th. Today is August 27th, I believe.
20 million posts later, Mark Zuckerberg says, oops. Turns out I didn't know better than you guys after all. Oh, and I didn't know better than the world's foremost virologist either. Shucks, thought I did. Remember when we found out who's doing the censorship? I mean, besides the FBI, like the mass process of it. It was college interns censoring medical doctors. Unbelievable. Folks, I'll never forget that just when the worst of this hit. And let's look, Zuckerberg is acting like in this letter that he's written, well, you know, we made a mistake censoring for the Biden administration. Yeah, a lot of which censored was true. I'll never forget this. It was the beginning of COVID and employers felt they had to provide masks. And we had a box of masks downstairs. I don't know if you remember this. If you've been around for a while, you might. We had a box of masks downstairs. It was in our lobbies. If you came in, they'd hand you a mask. On the side of the box of masks, it said manufacturer's note. And it said that the mask would not stop the spread of viruses. Right there on the package that they had purchased for distribution. Now I photographed it. Side of the box. Put it on Facebook. Marked fake. That was the kind of stuff they did. No, this is fake. It's not true. It's not true. This mask is going to stop it. It will stop it. For the longest time, you couldn't say that. Even if the manufacturer of the dang mask said it, why? And it's the why that makes this so pernicious. They weren't out there just trying to stop some misinformation. That wasn't what was going on. The goal was to destroy Trump's economy. It was his most formidable weapon. And at the time that fake COVID hit, I call it fake COVID because it wasn't anywhere close to as bad as we were told that it was. In fact, it was no more deadly than the flu for those under the age of 60. Another thing you weren't allowed to say on Facebook. Oh gosh, you could not compare it to the flu. Because it wasn't that deadly. They needed maximum level terror. Because how else could you destroy Trump's economy? Remember how it was used as a weapon. And COVID broke right at the time Trump's economy was about to hit that all-important psychological milestone of 30,000, his stock market. Economy was on fire. And they needed to destroy the economy. And they didn't just destroy our economy. They destroyed the world economy trying to get Trump. And it was through censorship, like Zuckerberg did. Because of Zuckerberg's censorship and censorship of Jack Dorsey, who owned Twitter at the time, people like him. The world's foremost virologist couldn't tell us the truth, remember? And we ended up shutting down when that was the worst thing we could have done. Why? Because everybody got bunched together in their house and it what? Spread. It spread. Folks, we blew through $7 trillion in printed funds because Zuckerberg, Zuckerboy, censored people who knew better so they could better destroy the Trump economy with lies. Let's not forget what he did. Our side's not telling this right. It wasn't, well, you know, he's just trying to get the COVID story right. No, he helped them weaponize a virus with lies in order to destroy Trump's economy and defeat Trump. That's what Zuckerberg did. And he gave him $300 million to do it with, too. 20 million posts later, Mark Zuckerberg says, oops, turns out I know better than you guys after all. Oh, and I didn't know better than the world's foremost virologist either. Shucks, thought I did. Remember when we found out who's doing the censorship? I mean, besides the FBI, like the mass process of it. It was college interns censoring medical doctors. Unbelievable. Folks, I'll never forget that just when the worst of this hit. And let's look, Zuckerberg is acting like in this letter that he's written, well, you know, we made a mistake censoring for the Biden administration. Yeah, a lot of which censored was true. I'll never forget this. It was the beginning of COVID and employers felt they had to provide masks. And we had a box of masks downstairs. I don't know if you remember this. If you've been around for a while, you might. We had a box of masks downstairs. It was in our lobbies. If you came in, they'd hand you a mask. On the side of the box of masks, it said manufacturer's note. And it said that the mask would not stop the spread of viruses. Right there on the package that they had purchased for distribution. Now I photographed it. Side of the box. Put it on Facebook. Marked fake. That was the kind of stuff they did. No, this is fake. It's not true. It's not true. This mask is going to stop it. It will stop it. For the longest time, you couldn't say that. Even if the manufacturer of the dang mask said it, why? And it's the why that makes this so pernicious. They weren't out there just trying to stop some misinformation. That wasn't what was going on. The goal was to destroy Trump's economy. It was his most formidable weapon. And at the time that fake COVID hit, I call it fake COVID because it wasn't anywhere close to as bad as we were told that it was. In fact, it was no more deadly than the flu for those under the age of 60. Another thing you weren't allowed to say on Facebook. Oh gosh, you could not compare it to the flu. Because it wasn't that deadly. They needed maximum level terror. Because how else could you destroy Trump's economy? Remember how it was used as a weapon. And COVID broke right at the time Trump's economy was about to hit that all-important psychological milestone of 30,000, his stock market. Economy was on fire. And they needed to destroy the economy. And they didn't just destroy our economy. They destroyed the world economy trying to get Trump. And it was through censorship, like Zuckerberg did. Because of Zuckerberg's censorship and censorship of Jack Dorsey, who owned Twitter at the time, people like him. The world's foremost virologist couldn't tell us the truth, remember? And we ended up shutting down when that was the worst thing we could have done. Why? Because everybody got bunched together in their house and it what? Spread. It spread. Folks, we blew through $7 trillion in printed funds because Zuckerberg, Zuckerboy, censored people who knew better so they could better destroy the Trump economy with lies. Let's not forget what he did. Our side's not telling this right. It wasn't, well, you know, he's just trying to get the COVID story right. No, he helped them weaponize a virus with lies in order to destroy Trump's economy and defeat Trump. That's what Zuckerberg did. And he gave him $300 million to do it with, too.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.